get your hands on some interactive exhibits to experience and to learn. We're taking them on a test drive next on Western Life Radio. Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Midvale, so you probably already know Sportsman's Warehouse is the headquarters for everything hunting. And with fall fast approaching, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunt. And for the campers, we've got tents, sleeping bags, packs, lanterns, and thousands of accessories. Fall also means football and tailgating. Come check out the selection of grills, smokers, canopies, tables, and chairs. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse, Utah born, Utah proud.
Get online, on board, and on track with Utah State Parks online education for OHVs and PWCs. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17. Utah's personal watercraft and off-highway vehicle youth education programs required by law are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov.
Interactive exhibits will teach as well as entertain. Seth Jarvis with the Clark Planetarium tells us how.
A lot of research on this. I mean, we had staff travel to museums around the country, and quite literally with stopwatches and clipboards, we watched how people interact or not interact with exhibits and tried to find out what it is about science exhibits that hold people's attention, and how do people interact with each other while they're using the exhibits? What do they talk about while they're interacting with the exhibits? And we took all of that information and then worked very, very closely with a world-famous science exhibit company that specializes in manufacturing and designing these amazing interactive science exhibits. And we said, look, we want the building to be a place where you are talking to your friends and family while you're doing it, while you're learning, and give you a reason to, first of all, make sure you take a selfie for your social media doing it because it's so visually stunning, and also where you're having a lot of fun. So to fulfill our mission as a science education facility, we've decided that we're going to teach science by ensuring that people are wandering around sort of exuberantly talking with their friends and their family members and seeing if they can achieve mastery over a particular phenomenon. So there's rockets that you launch and rockets that you build, and can you land a spacecraft on a certain pad? Some of it's computer simulated, some of it is real actual stuff where you're using blasts of air to simulate rocket exhausts.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.